Good evening, GWAB. It's Toaster 123 again with more questionnaires because I love doing them. Now, as I said, I'm working my way through the questionnaires on the wiki. I'm going to be honest, I did squeal like a little girl when I found them. It was not my proudest moment. Now, the first one I'll be jumping in with is Sparkle's November questionnaire from Sparkle X Dream. I was going to do this whole thing saying about when they were originally posted, blah blah blah, but I didn't. And I'm not going to start now, because that would just be weird. So, this one's actually pretty appropriate since it is starting to get colder and wetter and just more miserable in general. So, it may not be November, but wait, isn't November? Shit, what month is it? No, it's September. I'm okay. So, I'll jump right in. If the last text you sent was the title of your autobiography, what would it be called? You're a smarmy wee cunt, aren't you? I don't think I would get allowed to publish that, actually. What is the most physical feature you get complimented on the most? Okay, I've answered these a billion times. Complimented on the most would be, again, my back for... Yeah. What is the most physical feature you notice on a person? Eyes. What's the most physical feature? Most of these don't say most. In fact, none of them say most. I don't know why I'm adding most. What is a physical feature you like the most about yourself? My legs. Because they're leg-like. Question 3. Describe qualities you look for in an ideal partner. Sense of humour. Adventurism. It's both at the same time. They're kind of a must. If they have a sense of humour, we can't have a conversation. I don't take anything seriously. And when I do, it's still through humour and jests. What celebrity do people say you look like? What about a celebrity you sound like? Again, I look like the Proclaimer brothers. Pick one, any one, chances are I look like them. And I don't know. Because I don't go around and say, when I wake up, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. Because if I wake up, I ain't going to be going, oh, it's you. I'm going to be going, what the fuck, fuck off. 5 more minutes. Because I'm not a morning person. What is something people normally wouldn't guess about you? And you can't say GWA. Probably how many times I've died. I'm currently working on the 4th. What is your I'm not talking reincarnation or anything. I'm talking heart stopping. What is your favorite thing about the month of November? Mustaches everywhere. What's something you wish you could say to someone, but don't have the guts to? Oh, I'm a grown ass man. I can live my own life. Not going to say who, not going to say why, or in what context, but yes. Tell me about a funny story that happened to you while you were intoxicated. If not you, then a friend. Okay, where to start? Well, it was late one... It was Hogmanay. It was snowing down like fuck. I was out of my face. I'm talking obliterated. The biggest problem is, my body gets drunk, my head does not. I'm still very compos mentis, I don't act like a fanny, it's just, I stumble about a wee bit, that's about it. Now, I'm not entirely sure what happened, because I get hit in the back of the head by accident. It wasn't a malicious one for once. But I did wake up bollock naked, inside a snowman, outside the police station. Made for a very awkward walk home. What type of legacy would you like to leave behind? Porn. I'd like to leave a long string of porn films made of my life, starring someone good. I don't know many porn star names, so I can't help. What GWA artist or artists would you most like to grab a beer with? All of them. Every single one of them. because I would love to just sit and nitpick about what they, how they record stuff. Do they have like a ritual they have to go through? Do they just go, you know, I'm going to sit down and record something? Just, I'd love to just talk to people. I talk a lot, as you can probably tell. Well, that was a wee short one. Next is... Okay, where am I? Okay, right. The user is so sweet, like, I'm going to say Anise, but that's probably not right. The questionnaire is called Sweet Anise Potpourri, I think. My French is terrible, and that looks French-ish. Either that or it's potpourri, but I'm going to go with potpourri. Oh, that's gone. It's not there, it's been deleted. The user's been deleted. The questionnaire's been deleted. Everything's been deleted. And it looks like I had some really good questions. I'm sad now. Okay. Moving on. So I need to put myself together. Right. Moving on is Snared Williams, I think. Snared's questions in Kvats. Click. Click. Bloody click. Thank you. This post is marked as NSFW. Oh. Yeah, I'm not at work, so yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake. Another link. Questions. Okay, this is tiny writing. You get a car. Any car ever. As never did. I can't talk. Right. You get a car. Any car ever. As an everyday driver. What do you pick and why? Be mindful that an everyday driver means you have to insure the car and eventually run errands like getting groceries or some other mundane tasks. I'm getting, and purely because it's the car I learned to drive on, a Mercedes-Benz C180, because it's a rolling tank. It's old enough I wouldn't really have to pay that much in insurance, and it can do menial tasks. You must kill one human being. Whom would you kill? How would you do it? How would you get away with it? If you're caught, you'll be forced to watch your episode of Forensic Files in jail. That's right, you don't even get to be on. Damn it, I don't get to be on Investigation Discovery. You're relegated to a 3 a.m. block on HLN. I don't know what that is. Well, that's easy. I'm going to kill someone. Probably the guy that invented autotune, because it kind of, for me, ruined the music industry. Yeah, I'm going there. How would I do it? Painfully. It would be painful. Extremely painful. How would you do it? Well, yeah, just painfully. How would you get away with it? I would run really fast. If you're caught, you'll be forced to watch your episodes. Okay, wait. How would you get away with it? That is very easy. Fire. And a plane out the country. Done. The devil says to you that he'll grant you a favour in exchange for your immortal soul. What would you exchange it for? Please explain your answer. You can't wish for immortality or two souls or anything to weasel out of the deal. You get a favour from Satan, and as payment, you go to hell with him when you die. That is extremely easy. The ability to make deals like that. Because, although I'm going to hell, I would have souls as currency, which means hell wouldn't be that bad. So, that's not weaseling out of it, that's not wanting more souls so that one goes and another. No, that's purely wanting to send other people to hell with me. I'm an asshole like that. You're given a Green Lantern ring for a day. Oh, yes. Silver Age rules apply. It only has a 24-hour charge, weakness to anything yellow. Can't kill or be used for personal gain, etc. The Justice League gave it to you as a present for, I don't know, being nice to the Martian Manhunter. Oh, okay. That's a thoughtful gift. Anyway, you don't have to fight. You don't have to fight crime. What do you do with it? The ring allows you to wear it to do right. Sheer willpower. Okay, that's... can't use it for personal gain, so you can't use it for employment. You can't, you're not fighting crime. Do you know something? Probably natural disasters. picking up after. Because it'd be cool to just fly in and go, no, and like undo tons of shit. Yeah, I'm a very simple person. You're allowed to go back in time and only witness one historical event. You cannot change it. What do you choose to see and why? You cannot be seen or heard or anything. Okay. I'm allowed to record anything and everything you see. That's a tough one. One historical event. Just one. The Battle of Hastings in 1066, because I want to watch the English get their asses kicked. Yeah. Would you pardon a war criminal if they held knowledge that would potentially save more lives than they had taken? The war criminal is responsible for genocide. Wait. The cunt's responsible for genocide? And you want me to give him a pardon? Yeah, I would give him a pardon to save more lives. And then wait till he's out of jail and punch him in the face. You're forced to move to another place where you know no one. Your family and friends cease contact with you immediately or over time. You see, that wouldn't be too bad for me. What would you make a move for? A fresh start. Away from everything. Have you ever been in love?
Yes.
How did you know? I had a tingly feeling in the bottom of my cockles. Did it ever stop? Difficult to answer. I can't feel my cockles anymore. What made you love that person? Just who they were. Would you be able to still love someone else even if they left you and were happy with now?
Yes,
I think. Number 9. What is one animal that is not typically viewed as a food source that you would eat? Vegans and vegetarians must pick an animal. Now this, I don't eat meat stuff. This is hypothetical. You already told us goofier things at this point. In fact, vegans and vegetarians have to pick two animals. I'm not a vegan or a vegetarian, so I only have to pick one. And that's a difficult one. Because it can't be viewed as a food source. You know what? I think I'm going to have to go with a Komodo dragon. Because I want to eat a dragon. No. You and a celebrity have one animal each. You must have Pokemon-style battle because some depraved individual is forcing vegans and vegetarians to pick a menu. What animals must duke it out? Who is your celebrity? Sarah Jessica Parker, as long as she has a horse. Pause for laughter. No, that's easy. I'm taking a Tibetan Mastiff. Because I want a Tibetan Mastiff, not to fight or anything, but they're fucking massive. It's the only dog I would not feel ridiculously tall standing next to, and I could give it hugs, and I would take it walks, and I would feed it, and love it, and groom it, and play with it. Yeah, I'm still not allowed one. But yes, I would fucking love a Tibetan Mastiff. Even if I had to watch it fight, because it would win, because I would teach it. Rocky style. You're giving a vast fortune on the provision that you must give half of the money to eradicate one global problem. That half wipes out the problem entirely. What one world problem would you solve? Hunger or disease? No, it'd be hunger or disease. Probably hunger. Because then everything would sort itself out. Because it wouldn't be a bunch of people picking on the weak. Because everyone's well fed, so it would just be a bunch of people picking on another bunch of people. In which case, they're fucking more than able to stand up for themselves. Disease would pretty much half, because a lot of it is just by hunger. So yeah, I'm going to go with hunger. I'm thinking way too much into these. A race of aliens, once believed to be purely a work of a famous fiction, invades and conquers Earth. Which aliens would you like to see subjugate the human race? Even if fiction said they were benevolent, they are the least passive. They are at least passive aggressive to humans. Sorry, I'm just getting a horrible image of a big blob thing that's supposed to be like peaceful, just throwing humans' change on the ground. Oops, sorry, blah blah blah. The Tommyknockers from the Stephen King book, because it was one of the first proper books I read, and yeah. Well, that was, what one was that? Snared's questions. Yeah. Thank you, Snared William. Next up is Sinful Stella. Stella! Right, take Sinful Stella. Whoa, take Sinful Stella's breast performance test. It's time the girls got some love. Don't know if I could do this one. Might try it anyway. I don't know if I'll win the show, I thought it'd make a lot of questionnaire. I want you to all to have some fun, okay? Grab some candy, put on a spooky costume, and join me for... Okay, right, here we go. And this is the sexy, scary, silly Halloween questionnaire, because I can't do the other one because I don't have boobs. Right, what zombie from The Walking Dead would you fuck? If you haven't seen The Walking Dead, then what zombie from your favourite movie, TV show would you fuck? I Zombie. She is fucking stunned. You're at Camp Crystal Lake, and you're about to have sex with one of the other camp counselors before Jason kills you. Where did the two of you fuck? On the pier. Because he doesn't like water, so it might give me enough time to at least enjoy it. If Freddy Krueger had dildos instead of knives, would you still be afraid to go to sleep? Yes. Oh god, yes. You're stuck in an abandoned, haunted asylum. But fear not, someone is coming to save you. Who do you hope it is? The Winchesters, Buffy Summers, or the Ghostbusters? Winchesters, they have shotguns. You're invited to a slutty Halloween party. What do you go dressed as? What's his name? Oh, fuck, what's his name? Ron Jeremy. I would go dressed as, yeah. Right, fuck, marry, kill. Pinhead or Ghost Girl from The Grudge? Candyman or Carrie, Pennywise or the Queen Alien? Oh, okay. Right, I'm killing Carrie, because psycho bitch, no thank you. I'm marrying the Queen Alien, because... Come on, you could ride your wife into battle. So I guess I'm fucking the Ghost Girl from The Grudge. I hope she doesn't mind if I like keep her hair where it is. And she can't do any of that weird disjoint placement shit. In the other head, I'm fucking Candyman, I'm marrying Pennywise, and I'm killing Pinhead. Do you have any Halloween sexual kinks? If not, have you ever heard of any? It's where I trick her into giving me a treat. Do you get turned on by fear? If so, when did you first remember getting aroused when scared? I wouldn't know that one. I don't know. So I can't answer. It's your first full moon after being bitten by a werewolf. What do? Chain yourself up so you don't hurt anyone? Say fuck it and go on a killing spree? Do you find a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck the night away? Or would you do something completely differently entirely? How hot are we talking? Are we talking like... especially hot as a human as well, because that kind of sounds like a not bad way to spend your first full moon. What's the craziest thing you've ever done on Halloween? Sexual or non? Points if it's sexual. Craziest thing I've done on Halloween? Stuck my dick in a pumpkin. There is a long story that I am not going into. Let's just say it was not done for sexual pleasure. It was done for financial gain. So, not really that long. What character in a horror movie would you be? The virgin who survives? No. The jock who gets offed in the first half hour? No. the badass who makes it to the end just to get killed in the third act? No. The Scream Queen? No. The male hero lead? No. I'd out of all of them, it'd be the badass. Really, I'd be the guy that's going, don't go down there. Don't go down there. What the fuck did I tell you? I told you not to go down there, you stupid cunt. I'd be that guy. Oh, no. No, don't do it. Don't open the door. No, don't open it. No. Oh, now you're dead. I told you not to open the door. Why didn't you listen? Never watch films with me because I give running commentary that's not funny, but I think it's funny and it's funny to me. Like most of these. Yeah. Right, okay. Okay. Right, back on track. A warlock has cast a spell turning you into what you're dressed up for as Halloween. What do you hope you've picked to wear? Remember, you will become the thing you are dressed, so pick wisely. I remember that being in an episode of Buffy. Xander was a soldier. The last thing I went for as Halloween was death. Or was it? No, I went to Slenderman last year. So, I would be Slenderman. So, fuck all these. Don't go into the woods today or you're in for a big surprise. Morbidly obese Slenderman with his penis hanging out. Okay, I'm not morbidly obese, but still. You've just read the Book of the Dead. Oh, okay, yeah. What do you do now that you've unleashed a demon and it's raining blood? Find an umbrella. You see, I'd probably be too busy going, the fuck are you doing at my house, mate? Because I don't want blood everywhere. It's a fucking nightmare to clean up. You have woken up as a newly turned vampire. What kind of hedonistic first night do you have? Well, probably go to a club and try out all my new vampire powers. Yeah. Is that really hedonistic? Well, yeah, try out new vampire powers, lure some young, attractive woman, bite her neck. Oh, but wait a minute, that just sounds like an average night. Fuck. So yeah, I wouldn't do anything differently. What Halloween costume turns you on the most when you see someone wearing it? The Emperor's new clothes. Anyone that gets that reference? Yeah. Have you ever used Halloween as an excuse to try something kinky in the bedroom? Maybe a little cosplay? Some time with that riding crop or handcuffs that are just for your costume? Some fear play, maybe? I can't say I have. I've never used Halloween as an excuse, no. When was the last time you dressed up for Halloween? What were you? It was last year. I was Slenderman. This year I'm going as Kratos. Would you ever go to a masquerade sex party? Yes. And join in. I wouldn't just go to watch. That would be a waste. Right. You and your best friend from childhood, whom you've reconnected with on Halloween, are now running from a horde of flesh-hungry zombies. Your friend trips over their own feet and falls to the ground. Do you risk your life to save them, maybe? Pretend you didn't notice that they fell and keep running. Your friend may get back up and be fine. Stop, turn around, look at your friend for a moment as the zombies are closing in. Your friend's hand is stretching out to you, pleading for help. You think, fuck this. I never really liked that friend anyway. Turn and run away as your former friend is overtaken by the horde. Their screams fill the air. You now have a nice head start on the horde of zombies. I'm going to have to put in the fourth option. I'd probably turn around and attack the zombies. You know what? Fuck it. Go out in a blaze of glory. What are your plans for Halloween this year? Don't know yet. Probably a party. I always go to parties. I like to go to parties. I feel sophisticated. I'm one of those sophisticated persons. I went to the theatre one time. Now for some Halloween GWA related questions. I love Halloween here on GWA and I'm super curious about what you have planned recording. What kind, if any, scary, sexy recordings are you looking forward to hearing this Halloween? Sexy. Scary. All the same. Do you enjoy Fear Play audios? Now, this is something I was tempted to try out myself. Anyone that's listened to my actual GWA recordings, which are very few and far between, will know that a lot of my stuff is very dark. Now, a lot of that was down to the scripts the scripts were just perfect and they were there. So I was extremely happy with them. I've never done anything completely original that's longer than like 5 minutes because I'm a terrible writer. I'm literally a terrible writer. I can never get the feel right. So if I can find a really good script, I will definitely give it a shot. What's the scariest sexy audio that has turned you on? I don't know. Nothing I can name, sorry. Which GWA contributor are you looking forward to hearing make a Halloween audio? Or who do you hope will record one? I'm hoping that My Erotica Mind makes one. That'd be very interesting to hear. The same with quite a few others. I'm not going to name them because I don't want them to feel pressured and shouldn't name anyone in the first place, my bad. And yeah. Well, I actually quite enjoyed that. I like Halloween. Okay, so next up is Spectral Skies and Amelia Batsky. Speaksies and Amelia's nerdy shit and the best question. Now, I can't read out loud, as I have said before, but it's never usually this bad. Jesus fucking Christ. I was actually going to get someone to help me these, and they would just read them, and I would answer. But they don't want it to be on the audio. So I can't, because then it would just be me going, blah, 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 with no context or what the question is, or, yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Okay, so this is Species and Amelia's nerdy shit is the best shit question now. As a kid, who was your animated crush? Starfire from the original Teen Titans. The TARDIS appears on your doorstep and your favourite doctor appears and tells you that he needs you as a companion, but will take you to one place of your choice before you go. Which doctor is it and where does he take you? Oh, that's a tough one. It would either be David Tennant or Peter Capaldi, because they're the only two doctors that I wouldn't have to slow down when I talk, and they would be able to understand me, because they're both Scottish. Probably Capaldi. And I would go to somewhere interesting. I would go to the future, definitely. If you could be a sidekick, love interest, to any superhero, who would it be? I'm going to keep humming until I get something. Superhero, it would probably be... I thought I had something. I do not. Sidekick or slash love interest. So I'm not sure if that means like a sidekick love interest or just... Yeah. Yeah, and I can't just change the gender of them, so... Bastard. It does say any, so Deadpool, even though he's an anti-hero. You find yourself trapped in a D&D-esque world and are forced into prostitution to pay off a debt. What's your hooker name? What the fuck? Am I human or am I a different like species? Excalibur. You've been captured by your favourite villain antagonist. They offer you a choice, death or perform a sexual act on them. Assuming you don't pick death, what sexual act do you perform and to which villain antagonist? Poison Ivy and anyone she wants. If you were to roleplay cosplay a character in bed, who would it be? Wolverine. Probably. This is difficult. I don't like difficult questions. I just had a quick look at the next question. I can't even. Right, roleplay. It would be Goku. Because I'm motherfucking good. No, I'd be Saitama. I'd definitely have to go with Saitama because I love the rubber gloves. They're just perfect. A bizarre, inexplicable turn of events. You find yourself in the body of an Elcor from the Mass Effect universe. As such, you must express all emotions through words rather than facial expressions or tone. Describe your emotions during intense sex.
This feels good. Intense glee. I'm coming. Ejaculation impending.
I do like that game. What's your greatest mid-sex fantasy death? Death by Snoo Snoo. Greatest mid-sex death fantasy. Going so hard that I smash my head off the wall. I don't really have one. If you had listened to one audiobook while masturbating. If you had listened to one audiobook while masturbating or having sex, which one and read by whom? It would be It would be Necroscope by Brian Lumley, read by Sasha Gray. What alignment would your ideal friends with benefits be? Chaotic evil, true neutral, lawful, chaotic evil. What sci-fi fantasy race would your ideal one-night stand be? Succubus. For obvious reasons. You find yourself in a tavern. A half-orc covered head-to-toe in dark plate mail enters across to the bar and asks the gnome there who the biggest, baddest motherfucker in the place is. The gnome points to you and the half-orc turns to face you with a snarl. What do you do? I finish my tankard of ale, draw my sword, and plunge it straight into his throat. Because he would do worse too. I quite like that. There was a hard question. I don't like hard questions. Well, do, but yeah. Okay, so. Next up is sometimes a fantasy 19. Sometimes a questionnaire. How long have I been talking? 33 minutes. Oh. I love listening to people ramble on for a half hour. Sorry, I go above that. Answering these fun questions going around, so I wrote one myself. Good on you. Deleted. There's no question. Oh, they're deleted. Who deleted this? Right. Have fun, hopefully. Who was the person, from your personal life or a famous person, who really kicked off your discovery of your sexuality? Michaela McCracken. It was my teacher at school. Is there anyone, again in your life or famous, who you are really attracted to, but is not the gender you are normally attracted to? And I'm not talking, yeah, they're gorgeous. Nah. I mean, I'm seriously, enthusiastically, fuck them kind of thing. There's a few. Now, it bugs me. When there's one, like, for example, Ryan Reynolds, the things I would do to that man, yeah, I don't want to do anything to a man, but I would do them to him. And there's another one, I'm not going to name him, but he is definitely tall, black, and handsome. That is what he is called, that is what he is known as by everyone, and it's fucking accurate. is there anyone who you're attracted to who is far away from being your normal type? What is it about them that makes them so attractive? Yeah. Riley Reed. She's not anywhere near my normal type, but she's adorable. I don't know why. Have you ever had a partner who took sex too seriously? Yes, quite a few times. We've all done the embarrassing sex stories thing, but what's a shameful sex story? Something that makes you cringe. If you need to skip this. All right, a shameful would be... None. I don't have one. I don't... why would I be shamed by something I've done? What is something about sex that you could never wrap your head around? It could be a kink or a popular position. Whatever you just don't get. It would probably be... I mean, there's a few kinks I don't get. I don't understand them. And that's fine. I don't have to. They're obviously not for me. But the one thing I don't get about sex is... sex does not have to be a big deal. Yet, everyone makes it out like it's such a massive deal. It is not. Sex is an act which brings both parties pleasure, well, it fucking should, that we enjoy doing. I don't see why it's... I get your first time being special. I get that one. And I get that a lot of it comes down to, like, your reputation and all that. But what I don't get is why it's just such a big deal. If you're not enjoying it, fair enough, don't do it. But, yeah... yeah, that might just be me. Have you ever suggested a kink or fantasy you were excited about trying, only to get shut down by your partner? How did you deal with it? Yes, I did. I have mentioned a few things. How did I deal with it? I bowed my head, put it in my lip, went, okay, and got on with my life. What is something that gets you immediately ready to just fuck or be fucked? Maybe a pair of underwear, a song, a scent, a place even. Is there a story behind it? The act of sitting on my lap, and yes, there is a story behind it. It was my ex's way of indicating that she wanted sexy time. There's a bonus question. If you had to either only have sex or only masturbate for the rest of your life, which would it be and why? Sex. It would be sex. Because although it's not always satisfying, it does give me a much better workout. Purely. That's it. It gives me... I would be in much better shape. Now... that was... Not that one. This one? Yes, it was. That was Sometimes a Questionnaire by Sometimes a Fantasy 19 that appears to be deleted account. I'm actually going to stop it there. Well before my usual 43 minutes. Okay, about 5 minutes before my 43 minutes. So... thanks for listening, and have a good one.